Welcome to Meeple to Meeple, uniting players around the world. A 30-minute exploration of PJ and Gareth's four-game experiences from across both sides of the Atlantic. Each episode, they share their thoughts and opinions on the world of board games, including their favourite themes, games, hot topics, and much, much more. Hi, and welcome to a special episode of Meeple to Meeple. I am Gareth, Joshua's uncle.
And I am Joshua, Gareth's nephew.
And we have been playing some of the Something Wild series from Funko Games. Joshua,
yes?
How have you found this game?
Fun. And I like the little like minifigures.
Minifigures. And which of these Something Wild have you got in your collection?
I've got Something Wild, Spider-Man's Christmas, Something Wild, Groot Christmas, and the one we're doing today is Something Wild, Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. And I love Indiana Jones. You, the minis make this very collectible.
Yeah.
So every game, so it's a box, it's got a minifigure with whichever series it is.
Yeah.
So this game, we've got Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
A pack of cards.
A little whip.
A little whip. And it's got instructions and some cards.
Yeah.
So those who haven't played Something Wild, this game is for 6+.
Yeah.
Did you think it works at this age? How old are you?
I'm 10, but the last time I played it was 9 a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Because it was my birthday like a couple of weeks ago.
It was, wasn't
it? Yeah.
You're pretty old now being 10.
Yeah, I'm a decade old.
Yeah, decade old.
It was
a very wise decade old.
Yeah, it was a bit confusing. So for me, even though it's for 6 and over, I think I put it to like a 7 because it is still quite confusing
tricky
for me.
And it's for 2 to 4 players, and it plays in about 15 minutes. And when we played this at Christmas,
yeah,
didn't we? It was pretty good.
Yeah.
And if you haven't played it, it's a set collection stroke building runs. You need to build a set of 3 cards of any colour. I think it's about 5 or 6 colours. Or
you can have the same number, but different colours.
So yeah, 3 cards of the same colour, but they have to be in order, like a 2, 3, 4. So that's really it. So you draw a card, you play a card in front of you. Oh, there's these power cards, isn't there?
Yeah, so like if I had the Green Hulk one, I could get a, if I had a green card, I could use the Green Hulk power to like, I don't know what, I think
you basically get, basically the minifigure tells you you've got the power.
Yeah, so you
so
can
if
use
you
the
play the card with the same colour as a face-up power card, those power cards are really cool, or that you have the take the figure symbol, then you basically get to use a power.
Yeah.
Which boosts things up. So
if you have the minifigure, can you just use the power at any time?
Yes, use the power, yeah.
But if you don't have the minifigure, then you have to have the colour or the number.
Yeah, yeah. The card in front of you. So you can score on your turn. If you have 3 cards that form a set or run, power cards can help you score in other fun ways too. And then when you score, you discard those cards. You take the power card and then flip it over. And the game ends when somebody gets the 3rd power card.
Yeah, and at Christmas, I didn't even know I'd won.
Yeah, I mean, you did beat me properly as well.
Yeah.
And out of the group one, Spider-Man one and Indiana Jones, I mean, the game is the same, but all of the artwork is different.
Yeah,
but what's your favourite? What's your favourite minifigure?
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
I think it's mine too.
Yeah, but the... But I know this isn't about games, but he looks really old, and it shouldn't be an actor anymore.
Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
Well, he's old. I mean, he's...
Do you know the Dial of Destiny?
The new one?
Yeah, the new Dial of Destiny
he's
film.
Old. I mean,
he's
Harrison Ford
old.
Is old.
He shouldn't even be doing films.
At your age, I think I was watching it at a cinema myself. I mean, that's like 4 decades ago.
Yeah. You're
like,
40.
Maybe 3 decades. I'm ancient.
I'm ancient.
Ancient.
He was born long before time.
And would you recommend these games to anyone who wants to get into games?
Yeah.
And what other games have you played? What other experience have you got? To be on Meeple to Meeple, you don't have to know about games, do you?
No, you can...
But what games have you played in the past?
I've played like a cowboy game. I can't remember what's that called. You know the one with the arrows and the bullets? What was that called?
Bang the Dice game.
Oh yeah, Bang the Dice. That was
That's
good
a
one.
Great game.
I've played Cluedo. Do you remember when we played Cluedo?
Can't beat a game of Cluedo. It's a classic.
We played that game where you have to like write it down with that green pen or something, and the other person has to like guess it.
Oh, guess the words.
Yeah, guess the words.
Yeah.
Scrawl, it was called.
Yeah, Scrawl. I can't remember any others.
I've seen Double in this household.
I've played Double, and a lot of Top Trumps.
And what games did you get for Christmas?
I got a balancing game.
Oh, Men at Work is, I thought, yeah. I saw it on the side. Not that I sniff out a board game in any house I go to, but I saw Men at Work, which I think I've been asked to teach later.
Yeah.
So we'll play that.
You're Bloodhound of
Bloodhound of Game. That's a great name.
Board
Game Bloodhound.
As soon as you get in a house, you're sniffing those board games out.
And we were in Manchester today, and I sniffed out a board game store called Fanboy 3. We bought some games.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine you just...
I can smell board game. I can smell cardboard.
Yeah. I can smell card games as well.
Right. So with that, we shall end this special broadcast of Meeple to Meeple. So thank you, Joshua, my nephew.
You're welcome. Gareth, my uncle.
Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye, monsieur.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Please subscribe. And as always, we love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So make sure to leave those in the comments. And don't forget, you can also chat with us both on Instagram @MeepleToMeeple.